currently listening to Marvin Gaye with the tune Through the Grapevine, remixed by Mark Spence, the Grape Soda Mix. And that's about it for me for today. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. And you feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com. It's the best way to get in touch with me. And I also have some older shows posted up there if you missed one.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should. You're so rare, so fine. I'm so glad you're mine. You're so.
It is 5 p.m. on Wednesday, April 17th, which means you're tuned into another edition of Preheated. I'm your host for the hour, DJ Red Velvet. This week's hour is inspired by the oatmeal cookie. I feel like such an underrated classic of a dessert. In my opinion, better than plain chocolate chip, honestly. But yeah, so this hour will be themed around cozy, comforting, awesome classic songs. Kind of oldies vibe, I guess, but we're starting off strong with Take Your Praise by Camille Yarbrough. I'll be back.
You clear the questions from my mind. I was afraid to say I love you. Afraid to take and too eager to give. You help me deal with what I'm feeling, with why and how I want to. You're so rare, man, you're so fine. You know, I'm so glad you're mine. You're so very rare and so fine. I'm sure not glad you're mine. I have to praise you when you hold me. when you work your way around. Ain't a part of me left over that your sweet love ain't found. You make my moan turn to whisper. You make my whisper turn to call. You make me scream and scream that I love you. When you make me rise and fall, you're so rare and you're so fine, and I'm so very, very, very glad you're mine. You're so rare and so fine. Oh, oh, you're mine, you know I want the best for you, baby. Mm-hmm. And what you want, I want for you. And we can work together, baby, to see it all come true. 'Cause you're so rare and you're so fine, and Lord knows I'm so very glad you're mine. You're so rare, so rare, and you're so very, very fine. Oh, you cleared all the questions from my mind. Hard times and all the good. I'm gonna take this day to celebrate you, baby. 'Cause I have to stop and praise you like I should. You're so rare, take your praise, and you're so fine. And I hope you know I'm glad you're mine. Take your praise, you're so rare, take your praise, you're so fine.
Sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be safe and warm if I was any late. Stopped along the way. Well, I got down on my bended knees, and I began to pray. You know the preacher digs a call. He knows I'm gonna stay. Yes, he knows, 'cause I told him so. Such a winter's day. Well, baby, all the leaves are brown. The sky is gray. Yo quiero gozar en California porque yo me siento tan bien.
yo te quiero porque tú me tratas bien. En California, mira, no seas tan mala, nena, no me trates así. Que yo me quiero morir, muchachita, por tu amor nada más. Oye, no me digas que no, porque yo... Oye, mulata, mira, baby, hey, California dreaming. It doesn't matter how you say it. All I wanna say is I love California, baby, yeah. I really need a little bit of loving, yeah.
Listening to Inner City Blues by Marvin Gaye. Before that was a cover of California Dreamin' by Jose Feliciano. We are continuing our oatmeal cookie hour here on WRCT, and I want to know your thoughts on oatmeal cookies. Do you love them? Do you hate them? Do you think they're gross? Do you think they're better than regular cookies? If you want to give me your opinion, you can call in at 412-268-9728. I'd love to have a conversation about it. Enjoy. Again, this is Inner City Blues by Marvin Gaye. Hang on.
everybody thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother,
mother, simply call us we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother,
church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand. Unwed mother. Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands. Grandma's hand. To hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma.
I got me a car, it's as big as a Thank you. Did you know that a single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble? It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, but you can control what happens before it does. With simple steps to adapt to wildfires, like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and making sure your local fire departments are prepared, you and your neighbors help protect your homes and community from more wildfire damage. Becoming fire adapted is more than one person, and that it's more than one person can take on alone. It takes a community to protect a home. Visit fireadapted.org today for more tips and tools to help protect your home and community from wildfires. Get Fire Adapted, a public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and WRCT.
We were just listening to Sissy Strut by The Meters. Before that was Inspiration Information by Shuggy Otis and Grandma's Hands by Bill Withers. Up next, here's You Send Me Swingin' by Mint Condition. Enjoy.
To the right. Yes, the same kind of story seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide, at least half of a playing field. Because there's no explaining what your imagination can make you see and feel. Somebody wants nothing. Now it's not a meaningless question to ask if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina in a strange, strange pond. You see, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, then I think it would have showed. And that's why it seems like a dream. They got me hypnotized. And I know that's right. Down in Mexico, where a man can fly over mountains and hills. And he don't need an airplane or some kind of engine, and he never will. Now you know it's a meaningless question to ask, cause those stories are right. Cause what matters most is the feeling you get. Hypnotized. When it seems like a dream, they got you hypnotized. When your body means nothing, you're hypnotized. When it seems like a dream, they got you hypnotized. That's when they got you hypnotized. It seems like rain.
I don't wanna be without you, baby. Ooh. like before. I don't wanna be without you, baby, no more. I confess I could've cared less at the time. Was even glad the nothing I had was all mine. Since the day I fell, I couldn't keep it to myself. Every day you'll hear me say, I don't wanna be without you, baby, like before. I don't wanna be without you, baby, no.
We are listening to I Don't Want to Be Without You by the James Hunter Six. Before that was Hypnotized by Fleetwood Mac. Did you know that WRCT is supported by Rita's Italian Ice? Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit. Available in over 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Ave near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. We are continuing our Oatmeal Cookie Hour edition of Preheated. I hope you've enjoyed it so far. We've only got about a little less than 20 minutes left. After this song, we've got another classic, slightly underrated, just like an oatmeal cookie, Daydreaming by Aretha Franklin.
Let's go. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh. Audible Sounds. Looking to expand your horizons? In the mood for something obscure, weird? Tune into Audible Sounds Thursdays at 4 p.m. for all the latest experimental music from all around the world and discover the strangest genres you didn't know you loved. Also, breakfast at dinner. Breakfast for... breakfast for dinner. Pull up a chair. It's breakfast for dinner. DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. Power pop, punk, jangled pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the mind. Sunday nights, 6 to 7 p.m. only on 88.3 FM Pittsburgh, WRCT, and streaming live at WRCT.org.
If you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You'd just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
That was Never In Your Sun by Stevie Wonder. I hope you've enjoyed this last hour of Preheated. This was the Oatmeal Cookie edition. I'm your host, DJ Red Velvet, and we've got a tiny clip of one more song left to round off the hour. And yeah, I'll see you back here next Wednesday at 5 p.m. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
We get it almost every night, and when that moon gets so big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. It's supernatural delight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody.
With Dr. Fields Black about Harriet Tubman, so stay tuned for that. I will be live in the studio. Also, Rick will be with me. This week, we have In Black America and more news for you. So stay with us.
From KUT
and KUTX
Studios.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
When I first went to the NFL, he unarmed me and took away all my excuses. And he said to me, right before I went to camp, he said, "Hey, Cat," he said, "it's time to play." He said, "but when you go, don't come back and say that it wasn't fair. You know before you leave it's not going to be fair. You got to be better." And he repeated that. And, you know, I took that with me. And when you say about the challenges, just to run through some of the challenges that I think that I had trying to play the position. First of all, there was no blacks playing anywhere. That was a challenge in itself. And then secondly, I was coming from the South. I never went to school or played with a white player.
James "Shake" Harris, the first African-American season-starting quarterback in NFL history. On February 8, 2024, during Super Bowl 58 week, the Fritz Pollard Alliance Foundation held its 19th annual Johnny L. Cochran Jr. Salute to Excellence Awards. The awards recognize the achievement and outstanding commitment of individuals and organizations dedicated to promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. This year, the awards luncheon features a discussion: the emergence of the African-American quarterback with former Pro Bowl MVP quarterback, front office executive, and the first African-American starting quarterback in NFL history, and the first to lead his team to the playoffs, James "Shaq" Harris and Doug Williams, current front office executive, and the first African-American Super Bowl MVP selected quarterback in NFL history. The discussion also included Commissioner Roger Goodell. I'm Johnny L. Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, the emergence of the African-American quarterback in Black America.
There's not one time that Shaq came back and said that how tough it was in the NFL. All he ever told me is, and Coach Rob used to say, it's blocking and tackling. And whatever you do at Grambling, you can do it at the next phase. And, you know, when I left Grambling, I was on with the fact that it's about a, I'm going to go back to Coach Robinson. He had one word, and it was about opportunity. And, you know, with me, and just like he say to Shaq, he said, hey, Cat, hell, you just got to show him. And when I left Grambling, that was the most important thing to me. You know, I went to Tampa, and we all know, you know, at that time, 1978, Shaq had played. Eldred Dickey had been drafted as the first black quarterback, but never got an opportunity to play that position.
Consider this. 15 years after the Supreme Court overturned segregation and 50 years after the NFL was founded, and a full year before the NFL-AFL merged, in 1969, James Shaq Harris became the first African-American quarterback to start a season opener in the NFL. In 2001, Michael Vick was the first African-American quarterback to be selected number one overall in the NFL draft. The first African-American quarterback to win NFL MVP was Steve McNair in 2003. And in 2006, Warren Moon was the first African-American quarterback enshrined in football's Hall of Fame. Patrick Mahomes is the youngest player ever to win an NFL MVP, a Super Bowl MVP, and a Super Bowl. He was 24 when he first achieved that. He is the third player ever to win three Super Bowl Most Valuable Player awards, and he is the third player ever to be named Super Bowl MVP in consecutive season. At this year's 19th annual Johnny L. Cochran Jr. Salute to Excellence.